Friend. Have you ever had somebody, there was a popular song here not too long ago called Live Like You Were Dying. Have you ever heard somebody tell you, you need to live like there's no tomorrow? Well, I'm here to tell you, what they usually mean by that is live like this is your last day on earth. But I'm here to tell you, there's always a tomorrow. When we die, we just don't go into the ground. There's always a tomorrow someplace. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 16, starting in verse 19, we read a story of a rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. But at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, whose body was covered with sores, who longed to eat from what fell from the rich man's table. In addition, the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died by the angel of Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, which means the grave, as he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus died. So he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in anguish in this fire. But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and Lazarus likewise bad things. But now he is in comfort here and you are in anguish. Besides all this, a great chasm has been fixed between us so that those who want to cross over from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. So the rich man said, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, to warn them so that they do not come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. They must respond to them. Then the rich man said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He replied to him, If they do not respond to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. The rich man lived his life as if there were no tomorrow. He never even gave it a thought. He had all the good things in life. He never even thought about it. What does it mean to live your life like there's no tomorrow? If you're going to live your life as if today's your last day on this earth, and based on what we just read there, I would urge you to realize that there's an eternity someplace. So live each day for Christ. Christ in this story is warning us that there is a tomorrow. But God made a way for us to be prepared for that tomorrow. And John 3:16 tells us, For this is the way that God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Christ died on the cross for us so that we'd be prepared for tomorrow, whether it be on this earth or in eternity in the grave. We can be prepared for that. God loves us that much that he gave his Son. We have the opportunity through Christ to be prepared for that tomorrow. We remember his sacrifice for us the way he asked us to. When we gather together every week, this is not only remembering what he did for us, but it's a reminder to us that there is a tomorrow. That we need to each day for Christ as if it were our last day on this earth, because there always is a tomorrow. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, says this, For I received from the Lord that which I also passed unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. So God gave us this opportunity. He gave us the opportunity to live every day for him. We remember him every week in the way that they did in the early church. We come together to eat this meal. But I'm saying, think of him daily in your everyday life, because there is a tomorrow. So live your life every day like there is a tomorrow. Our Father and God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, thanking you for the opportunity we have to remember your Son. Thanking you for the opportunity we have through him to be with you tomorrow. Not always looking for the things that we want, but always trying to please you, Father. Thank you so very much for his death. Thank you for this memorial each week so we never forget that. In Jesus' name I pray.